with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. It's good to be back in the saddle. I've been down for the count here for the last couple of weeks, battling some kidney stones, and it was great to be back in the pulpit this week at Island Community Church, preaching the Word, and this sermon you're going to hear, it's going to start today and play for 3 days, 30-minute sermon. We've neatly divided into three programs. Comes out of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, his first letter, and it's chapter 4. And I've entitled this sermon, "By Your Words You Will Be Justified." Now that title really comes from something Jesus said in Matthew 12:35. We're going to incorporate that into this too, that the time is coming when we're going to have to give an account for every idle word spoken. And that's a punch in the gut. You know, I've come to realize that you can't get past 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Again, it's the rock. Jesus said, if you stumble on this rock, you'll be broken. But if the rock falls on you, you're going to be crushed and it's going to grind you to powder. What do you do with Jesus Christ? We all are going to have to give an account. We all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body. Now, here's part one of this message. By your words, you'll be justified. Amen. I keep saying He's the reason I come here every week. Praise God. Thank you, brother. I'm going to have communion at the end of the service today. Believe me, when I'm done with this sermon, we're going to need communion at the end of this sermon. It's good to be back. Thank you. Do my eyes deceive me, or is that Maggie? Merry Christmas. Good, I heard. Good to see you. It is a little hot, huh? It's not just me. It's not a kidney stone coming, huh? Holy Spirit's moving. May He continue to move. With that in mind, Lord God, we praise You today. Lord, we pray You would indeed move in here today. Lead us and guide us to the cross. We pray for those watching those on the internet or those that might not be saved. We pray that they would be when this is over today, because the Lord's going to punch us in the stomach today. Move and shake in here today. Thank You for the great work of healing You've been doing here in this church. I pray for everyone here, and I also pray, Lord, for Sydney, and lift him up, who's dealing with lung cancer. We pray here this morning during the course of the preaching of Your word that You would heal not only everyone here in this church and those watching on the internet, but that You would heal Sydney as well. And that You take his anxiety away. Help him to know You've got this one. Heal his body. Restore him back to health. Minister to us now through Your word, because we know that You want Your best for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're in chapter 4 this morning of Paul's letter to the Corinthians. Again, I'm grateful for Pastor Ralph Williams, him filling in here at the pulpit last week. For the record, I'm not better yet, but we press on. These last few weeks, we've been looking at foundations, if you remember. For no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Meaning, all that you do and all that you are needs to be built on the rock solid foundation of Jesus Christ.
If you expect it to survive as purifying fire at the end of this age, when your number's called, and you have to give an account for what you've done with what God has given you. And don't even say for a minute, well, now that I'm a Christian, he's not going to call my number. Where is that in the Bible? When your foundation is solid, be it metaphor or actual, you cannot fall and you will not suffer loss. I gave you the examples of not having a solid foundation. I picked one of my old-time heroes, George Harrison. Or anyone else for that matter, whose faith was in another God. Imagine if one of your all-time heroes, or just some famous person, who ended life with a long list of accomplishments, only to find out that they did not believe or receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Redeemer. All of their accomplishments are meaningless if they're not built on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ. I've never in my life seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust can corrupt. No one can steal what you build up there. No one can take it. No one can tax it. No one can steal it. When all in life is said and done, and you're brought before God, without a defense attorney, Jesus Christ, without having your sins dealt with, you stand condemned before a holy God. Now, the Bible says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. So since the blood of Jesus is the only payment that God the Father will accept for your sins, then there's no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. He's got to be your foundation so that when the winds and the storms come, you can stand firm, that your faith is grounded in Christ. Otherwise, it will not stand. And what you build and what you do has got to be built on that foundation of Jesus Christ. Now, that's where we left off. Let's get into chapter 4, and let's see what kind of trouble we can get in this morning. Chapter 4, verse 1. Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now that word for servant, in this text, the King James has got the word minister, but it's an odd word this time. It's not the word diakonos. This word is the word that is used for an under-oarsman. Like those old Charlton Heston movies, some kind of Volga boatman, remember? Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Where all those slaves rowing in unison and some mean guy with one eye and a whip whose feet are as thick as the board he's walking on goes around going, rah, rah, cracking a rip, and all those guys all rowing in unison. Am I the only one to see Charlton Heston do that? That Ben-Hur. That's what the Greek word means. Not diakonos. Under oarsmen. Now maybe you gasp and say, well, first let me ask, do you want to be that kind of minister? Pastor Darren, how about you? Oh, I'm a minister. Under oarsmen. Maybe you gasp and say, but that's a slave, and I'm not a slave. But, congratulations, you win the $64,000 question. Yes, there is slavery in the Bible. Did you know that? And your point is, if I've heard it once, I've heard it 25 times. I don't believe in God or in the Bible because there's slavery in the Bible. Have you ever heard that before on MSNBC? Now, I hate to ruin your day, but I'm here to ruin your day anyway. Give me a break. What did you guys do without me last week? Hopefully Ralph ruined your day. Yeah, you know, I'm so grateful to hear that. That his sermon, and then afterwards everyone signed up. God bless you, God. This is the easiest church in the world to pastor, is Island Community Church. I love you people, every one of you. Everyone signed up to do something. You know, before it used to be you'd see Carol or mine or Darren's name on every bloody thing. And there's, they were the one that, no, there was no one else here hardly. And now it's so grateful to see so many people step up. So many new names come up and our names get erased out. And it's just so grateful to see everyone respond that way. Paul was talking of himself as an under oarsman after his conversion. Now, I hate to shock you again this Sunday morning, but it's me you're talking to. You will always be a slave or servant of someone or something in this world. Paul wrote in Romans 6:16, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one's slaves, whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" Yeah, you're that one's slaves. No matter whom you obey, you are a slave to that person. He goes on, "But God be thanked that though you used to be slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Paul, as well as all New Testament writers, considered themselves slaves or servants of Jesus Christ. They served their master. So yes, there is slavery in the Bible. And I hate to tell you, Mr. Unbeliever, but you are a slave. If you're watching me here on Facebook or you're here on the radio, if you are not a Christian, you are a slave to sin. Sin owns you. It owns you. You're a slave of it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord,
make me an instrument. You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Oh, you're rolling.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count.
Yes,
this is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
This wonderful Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Good morning to you. Look outside today. Look out your window if you're in your home. Look out your car window if you are in your car, and just appreciate the goodness of the Lord on today.
We're making all day count.
Count, yes.